Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Takira is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share her amazing gift with the world. There's a great single that she has. It's called I Am. It's a powerful message that comes from a project she did called My Radio. We're going to tell you not only about how you can support that project, but also what's coming up next for Takira. Takira, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, congratulations to you, not only on the success you've already had, but we know that there's so much more to come. There's a great message in this single, I Am. We're going to be hearing it a little bit later and telling our listeners how they can support it. I want to talk to you, though, about what it's been like for you as you see the way that people have responded to not only to the project, My Radio, but also this single. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are really loving it?
You know what? It's such a blessing. It's sort of surreal to see something that, you know, you've been so passionate about just come to pass, and then people can relate to the lyrics, they can relate to the message in your song. So I thank God for the opportunity to just share my testimony through music.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is exactly what's been able to have. You know, what else is great, though, and you know, that I Am, again, has so many great messages, but the important thing is to understand and appreciate that God has a plan for you. He has a direction for you, for each one of us. When did that plan become clear for you, Takira? What did you know what that plan was?
It wasn't long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, but I Am is a testimony of just me going through rape. I have been molested, and I didn't know who I was, and I didn't understand what it was to find my identity through Christ. So it took a lot of just getting in my word and understanding it for myself, and just getting that personal walk with Christ to help me get to that place where I can confidently say I am who God says I am. And then I want to let everybody know that we all, like you said, have a purpose. We all have a plan, and it's so unique. Excuse me, and it's so special, and it's so important that we be ourselves and not try to be copies of what we see out here, because God has placed something so amazing on the inside of each and every one of us.
Right. Exactly. I want to talk about that amazing thing, because for you, again, it is music. That is the gift. Mm-hmm. I was joking with our previous guest in the past segment, Takira. He was making the comment that, you know, he has a new single as well called Worthy Are You, Lord. And I said to him, his name is Devon. And I said to him, Devon, you know, maybe you could have sung this song, maybe someone else, but I know that is not my gift, so I could not have done it. When did you know that you had a gift of music? Because it is something that is not given to everybody. When did you know you had that gift?
Yeah, I think I noticed I had that gift when I was very young. I come from a family of singers. My mom sings, and my sister sings, and my dad sings and plays instruments as well. So it kind of is something I believe is generational. Like when my sisters would sing, I would just automatically always come in on the tenor note no matter what. And I really, really, really just enjoy hearing the harmonies, trying to figure it out on my own, and trying to create harmonies at 7 and 8, and, you know, with my friends, and they're like, what are you talking about? We just want a jump rope.
Right.
It's always been me to want to just do music, but I was scared for so long. I kind of stopped for so long during my high school, middle school years. I would just kind of try to focus on everything else, but it was always music. It always came back to me. Writing was something that just came naturally. I mean, this is something that is time for me to just, you know, step out and do what God has really called me to do, and stop playing around and trying to do everything else.
Exactly. I think that is really the thing, and that is really what all of us have to get to that place, Takira. I think that we just have to stop playing and just do it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I had the pleasure today of speaking with recording artist Takira. We're talking to her not only about the love of music, but also the sharing of messages and how she's been able to do just that. Now, you know, let's go to what you just said, Takira, and that is about doing it. The thing that I have found in my life as I have looked at the things that have held me back, and I think that hold a lot of people back, and that is fear. How did you not allow fear to stop you or to grip you or to tell you what you could not do?
You know, sometimes fear is just kind of one of those things where, well, I believe you have to get to a place where you say, I'm either going to go for it and feel like, you know, sometimes that fear is always there, but when you can just overcome it and do it anyway, or you can just say, I'm scared and never do it. And that's where I kind of was in my life. I was at that crossroad where I'm either going to do it or I'm not. And I decided that I'm going to do it. I'm going to press past my fear, all my stage fright, comparing myself to other people, or, you know, that feeling when you feel like you're not good enough or people are not going to understand or you don't have that sound that you hear that's out for the day. And just do what God has called you to do and be what he's called you to be. So I really had to just make that decision. I'm going to do this and just believe in the God who took a gift inside of me and
right.
do what he called me to do.
Well, Takira, it's one thing to get support from people that are in your own circle, family, friends, you know, people that you've gotten to know. The Internet, though, has literally given you the world to be able to touch, and that's what's been able to happen as your music is available in digital format and for people to be able to listen to all over the world. What has that part of the experience been like for you, to know that you're able to touch people through the world just through your voice and the message?
Oh, my God. That has been one of the most amazing experiences too, with people that you've never seen before and places that you've probably never even heard of, say that this song on the album or I Am or Beautiful has touched them and has been a testimony for them or encouragement for them, or they share the same testimony that I do. It's such an amazing, it's indescribable to know that words that were so personal and that you were at one point afraid to release, and once you did it, you know, you've reached somebody in a beautiful way for music. I think it's so amazing, and I thank God for the platform. And it, in a time where we have the Internet, you know, this wasn't present a couple of years ago, so I've been fortunate to have that outlet to share my music.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is so true. So, you know, the message of love is one that I think a lot of people can relate to. It especially comes through in the single, I Am, that we're about to hear. For the album, My Radio, you know, did you find as though at the end when people started letting you know what they thought about it, that you were able to accomplish exactly what you wanted to with that project?
Oh, absolutely. I felt like I kind of, it exceeded my expectations. Because you think, you know, when you're independent and you're up and coming, and I'm from Detroit, and I'm in a city where talent is just, you know, through the roof, you think, oh, maybe my friends and family will hear it, and then that'll be it. But
right.
to see, you know, that it touched lives where we've never met across the world, it just means the world to me. And I'm so thankful to God and grateful that I'm able to do what I do. It gets hard, you know, we go through trials and tribulations, and you have that moment where you feel like maybe this is not what I should be doing, but it's in that moment where you still have to make that decision every day, every second, that I'm going to walk this thing out no matter what, no matter what I go through, because when you write from that place and you're going through a lot, that's when the most beautiful songs come about.
Right.
And when you're able to share, people want to hear you be genuine, you know. Sometimes it's not about the risk and the love. They just want to hear you minister this song. And so, yeah, I'm grateful. I'm just so grateful.
Well, now we all have something to be grateful for. For those who are just tuning in, again, everyone, we're speaking with recording artist Takira. We're talking to her not only about her journey through music, but what it's been like for her to share a very powerful message. Here is her single, I Am, from her project, My Radio. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Takira here in just a moment.
Someone to notice me, kind of lame, sticking out.
That was recording artist Takira right here on Conversations Live with her single, I Am. It's from her album, My Radio. We've been talking to Takira not only about her musical journey, but what it's been like for her to share with all of you. You know, I think the message of that song, again, is so powerful, Takira, because we live in a world that, as we said earlier, tries to make us conform. And really, I think the important thing for us to understand is that with God, there is freedom. And he allows us to be the person that we were meant to be. And I think that is a great thing. Is that one of the messages you want people to be able to take away from that song, that it really is about them bringing their own personal best to God?
Absolutely. When you allow God to use you just the way you are, you get such beautiful results from just allowing God to do the work in your life and to be the God in your life instead of your life. And then when you're yourself, you're not trying to be like nobody else. You're not trying to mimic what you even see in the world with these artists and all the things that they do. And you say, no, I'm not following you. You follow me. You do what I do. We're not copies, but we're made in the image of the Most High God. And what a better person to be made after, you know? So
right.
I follow Christ. I read Christ. That's what we all, you know, that's the message of the entire album, is to just be you, let Christ, and allow him to do the work in your life. We don't have to be perfect, but we have to be willing.
Exactly. Again, everyone, recording artist Takira has been our guest. I Am was a single you guys heard here from her project, My Radio. Takira, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the great things that are coming up for you?
Oh, absolutely. You can find me on Facebook. I am Takira Dashen on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Takira Dashen. You can look me up on iTunes. My album's on iTunes. It's on CD Baby. It's on Rhapsody. It's on all the internet sites. And you can take a listen and just follow me as I follow Christ. And all my dates will be posted on my wall as well. So,
all right. Well, Takira, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciated talking with you. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Hey, look, we appreciate you. And our listeners, we appreciate you for joining us as well for another edition of Conversations Live. And if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.